The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Even though Purim is a Moed, a Yom Tov, which was established after the giving of the Torah, long time after Moshe Rabbeinu, when we were in the Golus of Babel, the Babylonian exile, at the end of the 70th year, and was established not by the Torah but by the Chachomim, our sages. Nevertheless, we must be cognizant and recognize the greatness of the Sakona and Sora, the danger and the enormous problems that we found ourselves in, and at the greatness of the danger of Haman, and at the same time the greatness of the Yeshua, of the miracle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercised for us in removing us from this Sora. The fact is, never in the history of the world have we found its parallel. The Tzora, the danger was Lahashmid, Lahare, Golabed, Eskola Yehudim, Minarva, Zokain, Taf, Noshim, Beim Echod, Ushlolam, Lavois. Haman conspired with Achashverosh HaMelech to destroy and to annihilate and to completely wipe out all of the Jews. Minar ve'adzokein, young and old, taf enoshim, children and women, b'yem echod, in one day, and to take from the spoils. And this was the plot of Haman HaGogi, who was the manifestation of the greatest hatred of Amalek, the grandson of Esav. And something like this never existed in the entire world before or after. There have been many tyrants that have risen up against Israel, in every generation they stand up against us to destroy us. But never in the history of the world was there a tyrant who conspired to totally annihilate the entire nation of Israel. I say the entire nation because at that time Achashverosh was Melech Mitzefe Edle Matzefe. He reigned over the entire world, 127 provinces, and all of the Jews of the world were his subjects. That a tyrant should stand up with a plot to kill every Jew in the world, man, young and old, women and child, on one day, Yemechod, and to take whatever they owned. This is something that never happened before or after. Even by Parai in Mitzrayim, he wasn't interested in destroying the Jews. he decreed abdus. He made them slaves. At one time he decreed that all of the male children should be killed, thrown into the river. This was not the entire nation, and even then that was only during that particular time, because his astrologers told him that the Goel, the Redeemer, was to be born. With the magnitude of the Tzora, of the danger, we can see the magnitude of the Yeshua, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us and the miracles he performed. And the Maral Miprag brings that the miracles and the Yeshua were greater than the Yetzias Mitzrayim, than the going out of Egypt. Because the Gemara brings in Masechta Megillah and Daf Yudalid, the Gemara says that of all of the prophets and prophetesses that we have had, Memches Nevim V'Zayin Nevios, 48 prophets and 7 prophetesses that stood up to prophesy for Israel, never did any of them take away from any of the mitzvahs or add to the mitzvahs, with this exception, Chutz Mimikro Megillah, because they foresaw, the prophets of that time foresaw, that this was such a great event in world history that it is something that we must secure forever. Therefore they went to the Sanhedrin and they asked that this should be written and preserved for history. Advarim should be nasim v'niskorim, niskorim v'nasim. Every year Jews should read the Megillah and perform the mitzvahs of Purim in order that this should not be forgotten. And the Gemara asks, my kodorish, where did they see that they should enact this? The Gemara said, the Kal V'chemer from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was the Kal V'chemer, they learned it from the mitzvah of the Torah of the Exodus. Because when we went out of Egypt, we said Shira, we sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was written in the Torah. And we sing Hallel every year in order to remember this great event. In Cain, Purim is a Kal V'chemer, Purim is even more so. Uma mi abdus lecherus, mi moves lechaim lekolshkein. By Parai, the Tzora, the danger, was not as great as it was in the days of Haman. Because there we were faced with slavery. And if from slavery to freedom we preserve this forever, then Mimovis Lechaim, when the whole nation was faced with annihilation and we were brought to life, how much more so? So we see that the Gemara holds that this is greater even than the going out of Egypt. And the Maral adds that actually Haman was in the process of destroying not only Israel but the world, because the sages teach us, Im ein Israel, ein Torah. If there's no Israel, then there is no Torah. If there's no Torah, there's no world. Tanai histuim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimaisa bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the creation that if Israel will accept the Torah, there'll be a nation. At that point, any nation. Later it came to be Israel, and they will accept Torah. Then the creation will remain. If not, Machzer ani esabri'a l'tei v'vayu, I will bring back the entire Maisa Bereishis to what it was before, that of emptiness and nothingness. Bereishis bore Elokim bishvil haTorah ubishvil Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world only so there could be a Torah in the world. There would be a nation that would accept and fulfill the Torah for the world. And this was Yisrael. So we see that his plot was not merely against Yisrael, but against the entire world. So therefore, even though Purim is what is known as a mitzvah midrabonim, so the mitzvah is the four mitzvahs of Purim were enacted by our sages, not by the Torah. It was after the time of the Torah. It was mitzvahs hanavim, enacted by the prophets. Nevertheless, we must not give this moed, this special time, second place when it comes to the importance of the Yom Tovim. Because we see that when we take into consideration what the danger was, who was the Sone, who were the enemies, what the Yeshua was, what was the salvation, and the great Nisim, the great miracles, Purim proves from this perspective to take first place. If we go on further into this, in Mishle, Tes, Posuk Aleph, Shlema HaMelech wrote, Chochmeis Bonso Veso Chotzva Amudeh HaShiva. It was with wisdom. It was with wisdom that she built her house. Chotzva Amudeh HaShiva. And she dug seven great pillars. Tovcho tivcho moschoyeno af ocho shulchono. She prepared meat, she poured out wine, and she set the table. The simple meaning of this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, at the time of the creation of the world. He created the world with great wisdom. He placed the world on seven pillars. The seven pillars are the Shiva Shemei Maisi Bereishis, the 7 days of the creation. He prepared meat for the world. He poured wine for the world. He took care of all of the world's needs, and he set a table for the world. This is the simple meaning. The Medrash, however, in Medrash Echetev, here in Mishle, Medrash darshans that this posuk refers to Esther. B'shor she'egia tzar li'Yisrael, when there came to be great danger to Yisrael, iskino sude l'achashverosh u'lohomon horosho. What did Esther do? She went and she prepared a beautiful, lavish suda, a party for Ahasuerus and for Haman. She crossed the yain b'yaser, and she got Haman drunk with wine. Sovar hoyo Haman b'atzmaish shechol kalei kovet. Haman thought that she was giving him great honor, and he was very happy with this. He did not know that she was merely spreading her nets for him. Through the getting him drunk and Ahasuerus with wine, she acquired her nation forever. She saved her nation. This we understand. Chochmeis Bonso Besoi, that she built the house of Israel with great wisdom.
Tovka Tivka, she prepared meat, Moskoyena, she poured wine, Af Orcha Shulchona, and she set the table, her table. But what is meant by Chotzfa Amudeho Shiva? That she dug seven pillars. The Medrash continues. Af Orcha Shulchona Be'ilamezer Be'ilamabo. She set a table for this world and in the next world. Eze Shem Tov Shekonso. She acquired a name. Esther acquired a name forever. Her name will never be forgotten. What does this mean? Her name will never be forgotten. Well, every year we remember her name. We read the Megillah. We speak about Purim. Who doesn't know Esther Amalka and Mordechai Yehudi? But what does it mean her name will never be forgotten? Maybe there'll be a time when Jews will stop reading the Megillah and then no longer will we remember her. Shekola Mayadim Asidim Lebotel. There'll be a time when all of the Mayadim, the Imtaivim, will cease from Israel. We may Purim lebetelim leolam. But the days of Purim will never cease from Israel. As it states in the Megillah, Estetes posikhov ches vayomim o'ele niskorim nasim becholdor v'dor mishpocho mishpocho. These days will be remembered and will be performed. Morris says, niskorim, that refers to the Mikra Megillah. Nasim, this refers to the mitzvahs of Purim, the other mitzvahs. These days will be remembered and performed in every generation, by every family, medina mumdina, ir v'ir, in every province and in every city. V'imei ha-Purim ha-ele lo yavru miteicha yehudim, and the days of Purim shall never leave the Jews. Zichram la Yosef Mizarah, and their remembrance will never cease from their seed. This is what it states in the Mikra Megillah, and the Megillah was written with prophecy that these days of Purim will always be kept. Sometimes they'll be kept by everyone. Sometimes they'll be kept by some Jews, but they'll always be kept. They'll always be kept wherever Jews are. And they'll never be forgotten. And their remembrance will never cease from the seed of the Jews. Other Yom Tovim, Asim Libotl. Other Moadim, there'll come a time when they will not be remembered so well. But not Purim. So this is what is meant, that Chotzva Mudeho Shiva, that she built seven pillars. Seven, the Maral writes, refers to something of substance and endurance. When you build seven pillars for something, that means it'll always last. That she prepared her table, and her table would last in this world and in the next world. Konso Shem Tov, she acquired a name that will never be forgotten, because Purim will never be forgotten, even though other Yom Tovim will cease from the Jews. See, here again we see where Purim has a uniqueness even over the other Yom Tovim Midrashim, the other holidays which are in the Torah. We can ask on this medrash, what does it mean, Shekola Meirim Asidim Levotel? That all of the Yom Tovim will come one day and cease from Israel. And what does it mean, we may Purim Lebetelim, but Purim never will? And then further, the medrash adds, Reb Lezer Eimer Af Yom HaKippurim. Reb Lezer says, I agree with you, with the first opinion, the opinion of the Chachomim, but I must add Yom Kippur also, lo yivotel la'elam. The other ma'adim will cease, but not Yom Kippur. Purim and not Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur. Why? Because it states in Vayikra Tes Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, V'hayis Ezeis Lachem L'chukas Elam L'chaper Al B'nei Yisrael Mikol Chateisem Achas B'shona. That this, that once every year sacrifices were brought specially for Yom Kippur, and it served as a kapora, as an atonement for Yisrael, this you shall perform L'chukas Olam. They shall be forever. This also shall never cease. So what does it mean that Reb Lezer adds Yom Kippur? What does Yom Kippur have to do with Purim? There could not be 2 days which are more in contrast to each other than Purim and Yom Kippur. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchus Megillah, brings this about Purim. He explains that this is referring not to the Yom Tov itself, but rather to the various Sforim, the various books that the prophets wrote, where he says that when the Yemei HaMashiach comes, the days of the Mashiach, Nishkechu HaTzores HaRishenes, then we will forget about all of the old Tzores. And therefore, it won't be necessary to read the books of the prophets, which so many of them deal with the old Tzores. And one might think it wouldn't be necessary then to read about the Megillas Esther either. He said, no. The Megillas Esther, that will never become bottle. Just like the Heichum Sheteru, just like Teres Moshe, the 5 books of Moshe, and the halachas of Torah Shebal Peh. This is what the Rambam writes. The Ravid says a certain degree similar to the Rambam. In some ways he differs a bit. But he says, now he says, the books of the prophets will not cease. But there'll come a time when we will not read them publicly anymore. We won't have to. Eicha, we won't read publicly. In other such books. But Megillas Esther, we will always read B'tzibur publicly. Actually, the commentaries grapple with the interpretation of these words of Chazal. The Maral explains as follows. He says, Lefi Pshutai, according to the simple sense, it's referring not only to the books which are written about the Yom Tovim, it's referring to the Yom Tovim. It states, Kol HaMoadim Asidim Libotl. The Moadim themselves, the Yom Tovim themselves, will cease. But the Moed of Purim, Lo Yivotl, will not cease. He says that there is a unique difference between Purim and the rest of the Yom Tovim. All of the other Yom Tovim, which is Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, they all have their source, their Sheirus in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Exodus. Pesach is because we went out of Egypt. Shavuos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we went to receive the Torah. Sukkot, the same reason. Not so with Purim. The Gemara brings in Masechta Brachos, at the end of the first perek, the Mishnah in the Gemara, and after you base on the base, the Chachomim say, what does it mean, Kol Yemei Chayecho, that you shall remember the going out of Egypt, Kol Yemei Chayecho? Yemei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, you should remember it in this world, and call Lohavi Lemeis HaMashiach, and you should remember it after the days of the Mashiach, when the Melech HaMashiach comes, and we are redeemed, and we come up from all of the lands of the world, and we are brought to Eretz Yisrael, we still have to speak of Maskirim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day we still have to speak of the going out of Egypt, because it states, Kol Yimei Chayecho. Tanya Omer Lehem Ben Zoma, Lechachomim. Ben Zoma asked the Chachomim, incidentally, this is a piece which we say in the Haggadah. Vechi Maskirim Yetzias Mitzrayim Lemeisa Mashiach. Will we speak about the going out of Egypt after the days of the Mashiach? V'alei Kfar Ne'amar, did not Yirmiyahu write, Hine yomim boim ne'um Hashem. Days are coming, Hashem says. V'lo yemru od chai Hashem asher helu as b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. And no longer will we say the greatness of Hashem that has taken us out of Egypt. Kim chai Hashem asher helu v'asher hevi azera b'eish Yisrael me'eretz Tzveino. But we will say, we will swear by the name of Hashem in His greatness who has taken us out of the northern lands, Umikolo Ha'arotzes, and all of the other lands, Asher Idachtim Shom, where we have been driven to. This is what Ben Zema says. And he gives an example. Moshe Lamelech. Odom Shom, excuse me, Moshe Lamar David Neymar. An example. Odom Shom Mahalak Bederech. Man was taking a journey. Poga by Zev. And he was confronted all of a sudden by a wolf. The Nitzal Mimenu. He fought against the wolf and he was saved by a miracle. So for the rest of the journey, he couldn't stop thinking of the battle he had and the great miracle that he was saved from the wolf. And he was very thankful and he spoke about it and so on. Poga by Ari, as he was walking further, all of a sudden a lion attacked him and he fought against the lion. Benitzel Mimano, and again a miracle happened and he was saved by the lion, from the lion. Poga Mesapa Vahelech Mais Ari. So now no longer did he talk about his battle with the wolf, but rather he spoke about his battle with the lion. He carried on his journey. And Poga by Nochosh, and all of a sudden a gigantic snake, a cobra, a python, all of a sudden sprang at him. He fought against the snake, the python. Great miracle took place with Nitzal Mimenu, and he was saved. Shokach Maisa Shneham, about the wolf and the lion, he totally forgot about. And now, Vayimasapi V'Heilech Maisa Nochosh. And now, whenever he met anyone, he never mentioned about the wolf and he never mentioned about the lion. But he mentions now about his battle with the serpent. Kach Yisrael, Tzoras Ha'achreines, Mishakcheis Es Harishenes. So is it with Israel. The earlier Tzoras were preoccupied with, but the later Tzoras dwarf the earlier Tzoras. They are so much greater than the earlier Tzoras that we forget about the earlier Tzoras, and we're concerned now with the later Tzoras. And just as the later Tzoras dwarfs the earlier Tzoras, the Yeshuas, from the fact that we were Nitzol, we became saved from these earlier Tzoras, and the miracles that happened to us, they also become dwarfed. When we went out of Egypt, we cannot stop talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. Every day we speak about Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tzoras of Parai, the Tzoras of Egypt, and the great Yeshua and miracles which took place. The going out, the Makos, the 10 plagues, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. But as time went on, and we went further in our history, we met up against tyrants who were worse than Paroi. We met up against a tyrant by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bovel, of Titus Arosho, of Antiochus. We met up against the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, the Tzores Achreines is Mishachreis Es Arishaines. The later Tzores were so much and so difficult that we stopped talking about the Tzores of Egypt. And when the Melech HaMashiach will come and he will take us out of the Eretz HaTzfona, of the northern lands, umikol ha'arotzeis asher idachtim shom, and from all of the lands that we were scattered amongst, so no longer will we say Chai Hashem Hashem Helo B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We will not anymore swear by the name of Hashem who took us out of Egypt, but who took us out of the long and the bitter golus. And those miracles will dwarf even the miracles of the exodus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Kriyas Yamsuf, of the splitting of the sea, and the Makos, the plagues. This is what Ben Zema said to the Chachomin. So he said, V'chi maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does it mean that Kol Yemei Chayecho, Kol the Rabbis Yemei Samashiach, V'chi maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'yameis HaMashiach, after the Melech HaMashiach, what are we going to sing about? The going out of Egypt. We'll have bigger and greater things to sing about. Just as the man who sang about the wolf, and then he forgot about the wolf because he sang about the lion, and then he forgot about the lion because he sang, forgot about both of them because he sang about the serpent. And the Chachomim answered, Ben Zema, they said, Emes, we agree with you. You're right. But Omru Lei Leishite Oki Yetzias Mitzrayim Im Keimo El Shite Shibu Malchus Iker Yetzias Mitzrayim Tofel Lei. He says, you're right. But nevertheless, Yetzias Mitzrayim will not be removed from our memories totally. Our main singing will be about the miracles of the Melech HaMashiach, and who took us out of the tzoras of the long and bitter golus. But still, we will also still remember the going out of Egypt, although that will be minimized by the greatness of the latter ones. So this principle that Ben Zema holds to, the Chachomim, the sages also agree to him. Except Ben Zema said it would be entirely eliminated, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Chachomim said it will not be entirely eliminated, but nevertheless it will be dwarfed. Now, this is by Shaar Moadim. This will be by Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, because the source of all of these Yom Tovim are because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So after the days of the Mashiach, there will be either little purpose in these Yom Tovim, or no purpose in these Yom Tovim. We will have greater Yom Tovim to celebrate. But the Maral says, not by Purim. Because by the other Tzores, you can say Tzores Ha'achreinis Mishachreis Es Arishaines. The later Tzores were worse than the earlier ones. Paroi only wanted to kill the Zechorim. Others wanted to do more to us. Paroi only wanted to do this. Others did more. But by Purim, how is it possible to say that the later tzoros are greater than the earlier tzoros. Purim was an episode with a ze'ev, with a wolf. Was it an episode of confrontation with a ari, a lion? It was an episode of confrontation with a nochosh, with a serpent, with the worst in history. There was no tyrant that ever attempted even to equal what Haman Arosho conspired to do. How can you say an lahashmi lahare gula abed is kola yehudim minarva zokin tafle noshim b'yeim echod, that where he had decreed, and Achashverosh decreed it, that the royal decree was sent out through the entire world that all Jews should be annihilated in one day, old and young, men and women. How can you say Mishakhei Soros Rishenis, one day we'll forget about that because we'll have greater Soros? How is it possible greater Soros than that? That was not the Maisa Ze'ev or Maisa Ari, that was the Maisa Nochosh, that was the serpent himself. And therefore the Tzora of Purim will never be dwarfed, and the Tzora of Purim will never be forgotten, and the Tzora of Purim will never be allocated to second place, but will always be in front. And just as the Tzora, the same with the Yeshua, the salvation and the Nes and the miracle. So that's why what the sages mean, that Esther, Konso Shem Tov La'olam, she acquired for herself a name which will never be forgotten. Because Asidim Livotl, Kol Amedim Asidim Livotl, there'll be a time when perhaps the Yom Tovim will no longer be so important. We'll have other Yom Tovim instead. But Yom Purim, Lebetelim La'olam, but Purim will never be relegated to a second place. That will always be in front of our Simchus. As it states, Vayomim O'elu, O'ele Niskorim Nasim, these days will be remembered and fulfilled through the reading of the Megillah and through the mitzvahs of Purim. Bechol dor v'dor, in every generation, mishpocha u'mishpocha, every family, medina medina, every province, city, and ear. V'mei Purim ha'ele le'yavru mitecha yehudim v'zichram le'yosuf v'zaron. And their remembrance will never cease from Israel. Here we have an insight into the enormous magnitude of what was taking place during Purim and the enormous uniqueness that it plays in Jewish history. Reb Lezer comes along and he says, I agree, but I want to add one more yontif to this list. Af Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur also. Why does he want to add Yom Kippur? What does Yom Kippur have to do with Purim? The answer is, is in Yom Kippur also, we were also faced. It was also a transformation, mimonis lechaim, from death to life. Because what was Yom Kippur? Klal Yisrael had received the Torah and they went and they served the Egel Azov, the golden calf. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe in this week's Parsha, Kisiso Lamed Beis Posuk Yud, Ba'ato Hanicholi, leave me alone, do not ask for any further rachamim for this nation. Ba'yichar Api Bohem, let my wrath take hold, ba'achalim, and I shall destroy them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Israel. just as Haman wanted to destroy the Jews on one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wanted to destroy the Jews on one day. Because he had just given them a Torah. He had just taken them out of Egypt. He performed all the miracles for them. And now they went, and they made for themselves a god of gold. What did Yom Kippur do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Yom Kippur lechaper, to atone for that hate, in order that he will not have to destroy them. So Yom Kippur was a Yeshua, not mi abdus lecherus, from slavery to freedom, but mi momus lechai, from death to life. And so it is bechol shana u'shana, every year. Every year, the Shoten comes and entices Israel to hate, to Avera. And every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a calculation on Rosh Hashanah, and he counts up all of the mitzvahs and all of the chatoim, the sechuyes, and he makes a calculation, and he says, who will be l'chaim, and who will be not l'chaim. And he decrees a gzeiros kilyon, a decree of annihilation. And Yom Kippur comes 10 days after Rosh Hashanah and brings kapora. It brings atonement to Klal Yisrael. And through this, there is a Yeshua. They are saved mimavos lechaim, from death to life. And every year, as it states, that achas b'shono, one time every year, you must perform all of the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, lechaper aleichem, in order to atone for you. Chukas olam, the day reson. And this will be a chok, a statute forever. So therefore the Blazer says, how can you say that Yom Kippur will be forgotten? This also will never be forgotten, just like Purim. And he equates this with Purim. The Chachomim say to the Blazer, it is true what you're saying, but nevertheless Purim is greater. Because Haman was a greater enemy of Klal Yisrael than even the Sotan. Because Haman was prepared lahareg eskola Yehudim, every Jew. The Sotan is only capable of killing the Rishoyim, the wicked Jews, but not the Tzaddikim, not the righteous Jews. We need Yom Kippur for those who are the avaryonim, those who transgress the mitzvahs, but not for the tzaddikim. Well, Haman made no distinction. Lahareg la'abed is kol ha'yehudim. He was prepared to destroy every last Jew. And that the Blazer answers, true, but still ain't sarik borats. Asher yaseh teva le'yechtel. There is no one who's totally righteous. And even if there are, the tzaddikim are mu'otim, the tzaddikim are very few. And ho'olam nidon achrei arov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world many times in accordance to the majority. So the whole world was also in danger. This is Reb Lezer's reasoning. But the Chachomim say that Purim was greater, a greater Yeshua. It was a greater salvation to Israel than even Yom Kippur was. because Yom Kippur was needed for the Rishoyim, for those who do not keep mitzvahs, not for the tzaddikim. The righteous didn't need the Yom Kippur. But Purim, every Jew needed it, because Haman was prepared, la'abed kol ha'yehudim, to destroy every last Jew. Can you open that? See what else? When we go into this a little deeper, and here we're speaking about two exceptions to all of the Yom Tovim, and that is Purim and Yom Kippur. If we look into this a little deeper, we see that there's a great shivui, there's a great similarity between the two. We see in both cases the lives of the Jews, the lives of the nation, were in total danger. One by Haman and one by the Shotam. Both were Mimovis Lechaim. The Yeshua, the salvation, was from death to life. The only difference is that Haman wanted to kill them physically, as we see, while the Shotam, he's interested in destroying the nefesh of Israel. Not necessarily physically, but the spiritual life of Israel. As it states, the nichroso ha-nefesh ahi mitech Israel. Israel. Mitech amov. That when someone does aveiros chamuras, someone rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it states that his spirit should be cut off from his nation. Haman was intent on killing the Jew in this world. He wasn't able to kill the Jew in the next world. The Satan is intent on killing the Jew in the next world. He entices the Jew to rebel against Hashem, so he loses the next world. So we see that there is a great similarity between the two. And this is why on Purim, it's a physical celebration. We celebrate by eating, by drinking, by not denying ourselves of any physical need. Because the decree was against the physical Jew. And the Yeshua, the victory, therefore was the victory of the physical Jew. And therefore we celebrate physically. And not only by drinking, but we have the mitzvah of Chai von Mesumba Bapuri Adelayoda Bein Boruch Motchai, Oro Homan Boruch Motchai, that we're obligated to drink so much to the point where we no longer can distinguish between Homan and Motchai. In other words, to the level of shikros, of intoxication, this is for sure physical, because when one reaches such a level, he no longer can think. So this is the physical body. This is Purim. If we look at Yom Kippur, it's entirely the antithesis of this. Yom Kippur, the mitzvah is we do not eat at all. We do not drink at all. We do not bathe. We do not take any needs of the body on Yom Kippur. We abstain totally. Why do we do this? The Chazal say, because on Yom Kippur, v'yisem nikim kemalachi ashoris, we rose to a height of taharo. V'yem hazeh lechaper eschem. Mikol chateisechem batitoru. We rose to a height of tahara, of purity, kimalachi ashores, like the angels which serve the Almighty. What is an angel? An angel is a spirit without a physical body. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, we rise to the height of a spirit without a physical body. And therefore we do not indulge in physical pleasures or needs whatsoever, and our spirit rises, because it was not the body that was in danger, but rather the spirit. When the Sultan wants the Jew to rebel against the Almighty, that's the spirit. And when Nikrasa Hanefeshahi, he would suffer with his spirit being cut off from his nation. And therefore, this is the celebration of Yom Kippur. So we see that even though they are seemingly totally different and totally opposite and totally the antithesis of each other, who would confuse Yom Kippur with Purim, Purim with Yom Kippur? There is not a more serious Yom Tov than Yom Kippur, and there is not a more Yom Tov which is celebrated more in a physical manner than Purim. But actually now we see that there's a great equivalent between them. In both cases we were threatened with our lives, here by Haman and here by the Sultan. Haman threatened us, threatened our physical lives. He threatened this world. The Sultan threatened our spiritual lives, our spirit, and the next world. And in both cases, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed great miracles to save us from a total physical annihilation to a total, from a total, and from a total spiritual annihilation. So therefore they are the similar and the same. Mimovis l'chaim. And we must celebrate each one accordingly. So therefore on Purim we celebrate with an enormous physical simcha, where we do not refrain from indulging in anything that we need physically. And on Yom Kippur, which is the celebration of the spirit, and we rise to the heights of Kemalachei Hashoresh, of angels who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are spirit without a physical body. There we celebrate with the spirit, and we do not indulge in any physical necessities. So we see that basically they're the same. With this we can understand the depthness of what is said over from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said that the word Yom Kippurim, Kippurim comes from the word, well, the simple sense is Kippurim comes from the word Kapora, means atonement. But he said there's another meaning in the word Kippurim. It means Kippurim. Yom Kippur is kemo, is like Purim. Seemingly it makes no sense. Yom Kippur should be like Purim. But no, this is what he's saying. It is like Purim. Purim we faced annihilation, and Yom Kippur we faced annihilation. Purim we were totally saved from annihilation, and on Yom Kippur we were totally saved from annihilation. Except one was physical and one was spiritual. And he goes further to say that actually both one of the same. They're a part of one. Because the Gemara tells us in Masechta Psochim, it states that by all of the Yom Tovim, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there are two psukim. One place in the Torah it writes, Atzeres Tiel Hashem. It shall be an Atzeres, a Yantiv to Hashem. Another place it writes, Atzeres Tiel Lochem. It should be an Atzeres, a Yantiv to you. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? The Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, are they supposed to be Yom Tovim for Hashem or Yom Tovim for you?
Mora says they're supposed to be both. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lochem, Chatzi Lashem. Chalkehu, divide it. Divide the day. Half the day should be for your enjoyment and your tanugim, your simcha. Half the day should be for Hashem. Spend half the day eating and drinking and celebrating, and spend half the day with Torah and Tefillah. That's how all the Yom Tovim should be. Atzeres Tia Lashem, Atzeres Tia Lachem. It says, Purim, where is the half that belongs to Hashem? No, that's Kula Lachem. That's a day that's spent all for you. And Yom Kippur, where's the half that belongs to you? Nothing for you. There's no eating, there's no drinking. That's a day that's Kula Lashem. That's a day that's all for Hashem. And each one is a different side of the coin. They're both zivugi. They're a pair. And that's what is meant Yom Kippurim. It's a day kemo Purim. Both days we were threatened with annihilation. Total annihilation. One was total physical annihilation, and therefore we celebrate with a total physical enjoyment. And the other was a total spiritual annihilation, and therefore we celebrate with a total spiritual enjoyment. If we go a little further, we can see even another equivalence between these two. Dovid HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, beginning of Kapitel Chof Beis, Lamnatzeach al Ayeles HaShachar Mizmor LeDovid. He wrote a kapitel, a whole chapter, which the sages say this he wrote in honor of Esther and Mordechai in Purim. And it starts out by saying Lamnatzeach a song al Ayeles HaShachar Mizmor LeDovid. Ayeles HaShachar, the word Ayeles, that's the feminine word of Ayol. The Ayol was a very beautiful deer, and the Ayeles was the female deer. And Shachar means the word Shachris, the early morning. Some say it refers to the Yeshkechav, a morning star, that right before the dawn breaks, there is one star that shines. And the Chazal say, this is Esther. Esther is compared to Ayeles HaShachar, to this very beautiful deer, in the early, early hours of the morning, just as the dawn is breaking. Medrash tells us in Yalkut Shemayni, Tehillim, there Chof Bei Simen Tov Reish Pei Hei, Dover Acher Lam Natzeach Lemi Shukhefetz Ka'ayol Umeir La'elam Bishas Hashecho. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, David was saying, springs like a deer. If you ever watch a deer, once he knows that you're watching him, he starts to run away. How does he run away? He runs away with a few leaps, graceful leaps. He takes one graceful leap, and another graceful leap, and another one, and he's gone. He vanishes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kefetz Ka'ayol. He leaps like a deer. In order to bring light to the world when it's dark. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, when is the world dark? And when does Hashem bring light to the world? When it's dark. At nighttime. At nighttime it's not dark. There's Eira Halavono. There's the moon. There are the stars. The Hamazoles. There are the planets. During the day, it's certainly not dark. So when is the world in total darkness and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings light to it? Ba'aleis HaShachar, immediately before the dawn. Halvona Shekas, in the early hours of the morning, the moon sets. Akeichovim Nichnosim, the stars are gathered in. Hamazolis Holchim Lahem, the planets disappear. At that time, there is a total darkness in the world, and there is no time which compares to it. Then all of a sudden, when the world has reached, before it was light, before there was a moonlight, there were stars, there were planets, and now all of these have faded, and now they have disappeared, and it's a total darkness. Then all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a light. And the light dissipates the darkness. And it becomes lighter and lighter, and an or gadol. And all of a sudden the world is lit up. He springs with this light. He causes this light to spring. And after a few springs, like the springing deer, the world is lit up. Now, what did David HaMelech want to teach us? Lamnatzeach al ayeles hashachar. Mizma leDavid, we must sing about this ayeles hashachar, about the deer that springs kefetzis, springs with a few jumps right at the shachar, right before the dawn breaks. What was David trying to teach us? So the Medrash says, when was Hashecha? Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Avram Avinu. He put him to sleep when he made the covenant, the Bris Bein Abesorim, with Avraham. And it states, Vihinei Eima Hashecha Gedola Nefeles Olof. A great darkness fell upon him. Abraham had a dream, and he foresaw all of the tzoras that were going to come upon Israel. And Hashecha, he saw darkness. What did this darkness refer to? Modai Bimei Esther. This referred to the time of Ahasuerus and Haman in the time of Esther. This was called Hashecha. Why? Because when it says darkness, it means total darkness. Just as we said, not during the day and not during the night. It's not total darkness. And this was a total darkness. What took place at that time was the darkest hour in the history of the Jew. It was not day when there was light, and it was not nighttime when there's also light. But it was in the early hour preceding the dawn when there is no light. The Gemara in Yuma says, Ayeles HaShachar refers to Esther, Shehi Seif Kol HaLaila, the very end of the night. This was the darkest hour in the history of the Jew. Not only were we under the hand of Ahasuerus, but on top of that, we came under the hand and the heel of Haman. Not only was it a darkness, but it was a cheshech b'seichesh, a darkness within a darkness. we were not only in Golus, it was a Golus Besech Golus, an exile within an exile, and a Tzora within a Tzora. We went from the from Eretz Yisrael to the Babylonian exile. From the Babylonian exile, we ended up exiled in Modai Parash, Shushan Abira, with Achashverosh. From there, we went to Haman. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe prophesied this in the Torah. There'll come a time when Anochi Aster Esponai. There'll come a time when I will conceal my face from you. It says twice, a double Hastorah, a double concealment, where there will be total darkness. It was a total darkness where no one could perceive, no one could comprehend that there could be any light whatsoever. Haman had the ear of the king. He had the ring of the king. Achashverosh was the most powerful man in the world. Haman was the greatest sone, the greatest enemy of the Jews. Reish HaMolech, the enemy that came from Esav and HaMolech, and he was bent on destroying Klal Yisrael totally. He had the ear of the king, the ring of the king, and the support of the king. And the decree went out over the entire world that on one day, the 13th of Adar, all of the nations of the world should rise up and kill the Jews. Now, what happened? All of a sudden, like someone who is in the woods and the sun had set and the moon had set and the stars had set and the mazolos had set and now there's no hope left, all of a sudden there's a ray of light. And then there's another ray of light. And a third ray of light. And all of a sudden the world is lit up. This is what Dovid HaMelech is telling us. Lam natseach ala yeles hashachar mizmo ledovid. Let us sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how he brings light to the world as quick as a deer springs from one place to the other. But when does he bring light to the world? After all of the lights have been extinguished and man has given up hope in totality, all of a sudden the world is lit up. Vizu Esther Amalko, and this was Esther, and this was Mordechai Bimei Achashverosh Vahoman Bimodai. All lights had extinguished. Everything had set. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the world was lit up. Where did it come from? Just like you see a deer, and now it's vanished. Here it was dark, and the darkness had vanished. This is what Dovid HaMelech was singing. And the Medrash adds to it. It said, Loma nimshle Esther leshachar. There's more to this parable. Leimeloch ma'ashacha elev ha'kechovim shokim. You noticed that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings light to a world, and he does this every morning, he brings light to a world that's in total darkness. He doesn't bring his light and adds to the few lights that are already in the world, like man would do. If man has a few lights and he wants more light. See, he adds more light. Doesn't add light to the moon or to the light of the stars. No. He says the night is gone and today is a new day. He takes all of the lights of the night and mashkia, and he sinks them, extinguishes them, and he brings a total new light of the day. So the Medrash says, Ma shacha eila, v'akechovim shokim. The dawn breaks with a totally new light. And the stars and the moon have already set. They have vanished. Af Esther bebeis achashveira shio yiso me'iro, v'homon ubonov shokim. So was it with Esther, that when her light rose up, Haman's light and his sons vanished. What is the Medrash telling us here? Something else happened on Purim. On Purim, we were in a great sorrow. We were in a great darkness. We were in a great evil, a great period of mourning. It was evil, Godul LaYehudim. It would have been sufficient for HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely to remove this from us. He should have removed the darkness. He should have removed the mourning from us. He should have removed the sadness from us. Remove the danger. And let us be what we were before. What were we before? We were Jews in Modai Poras, in Shushan. We were subjects to Ahasuerus. We were nothing special. But at least we didn't have Haman on our backs. We didn't have all of this darkness. That would have been sufficient. No, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. What he did, that as he destroyed our enemy, and as Haman Uvonav Tol Al Eitz, he hung them on the tree, Esther rose up to become a most powerful queen in the world. And she gave Nosan es beis Haman leMordechai. She gave the house of Haman to Mordechai. And the Tabas HaMelech was given. The ring of the king was given to Mordechai. And Mordechai, Ha'ish Mordechai Heilech v'godol miod. His fame rose. His power rose. And the Jews, not only they were not harmed or injured, but they turned around, and they did to their enemies whatever they wanted. They destroyed their enemies. And many of the nations of the world became Jews because the name of the Jews rose so high. The goyim were menasim es hayehudim, ki godol Mordechai bebeis hamelech v'shomer heilech b'chol hamedino. And the greatness and power of Mordechai went out to the entire world, b'chol hamedinos. Mishne lamelech Achashverosh, and he was viceroy to King Achashverosh. This is what the Megillah tells us in Perek Tes Daf Chof Beis. Kayomim asher nochu behem ha-Yehudim me'aveihem. These were days in which the people rested from the Yehudim, the Jews rested from their enemies. Ba'achedesh asher nepach lohem. It was a month that totally turned over. Miyogon le'simcha, from sadness to simcha, me'evel le'yantif, from mourning to a yantif, la'asei she'som yimei mishter v'simcha. Or, as it says in Perek Tes Posuk Aleph, v'napechu asher yishlutu ha-Yehudim heima b'seinehem. That instead of the goyim trying to destroy Israel, Israel went and destroyed their enemies. This was like the shachar. that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the light of the day, first he does away with the other lights. When he brought the light of the miracle and the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, he totally did away with everything else. Just as the stars in the moon set, Haman and his children were Tolu Aleitz, they were set and rose up Klal Yisrael. Now, this is a new dimension in the miracle of Purim. It was not a miracle where we merely were relieved from our sorrow. We were relieved from our evil, from our mourning. But in turn, we were given a simcha. In turn, we were given a yantif. In turn, we were given everything that Haman had before. Until the Jew now had the ear of the king. Mordechai had the ring of the king. And Mordechai, who was instead of a enemy to the Jews, he was Derech Tov. He only sought goodness for the Jews. He became the second most powerful man in the world. If you study the Megillah, you see that the whole Megillah is written where first it all leans one way, and then just to the contrary it leans the other way. And this is the Nahapich, or like we say, Achedesh Asher Nehapach. It was just converted, turned over entirely. David HaMelech wrote in Mizmor LeDavid, Mizmor Shir Chanukos HaBayis, he wrote, Be'erev Yolim Bechi V'Labekerino. At night he would go to sleep weeping, in the morning he woke up singing. What did he mean by this? He meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take the worst situation and not only make a miracle to cure the worst situation, but totally be mahapech, totally turn it over. At night one can go to sleep weeping. New halavai in the morning, he wakes up that he's not weeping anymore. Further, by labokerino, he wakes up singing. He takes my hesped, he takes my mourning, my avelis, and he turns it into song and dancing. It would be enough if he would remove the mourning. A mourner gets up after 7 days of sitting Shiva. He doesn't make a yantif, he doesn't go singing and dancing. Baruch Hashem, the mourning is over. The Avelis is over. Now, he turns my mourning into dancing. He takes off my sackcloth and I put on big day yantif, clothing of simcha of yantif. This is what Purim was. This is what David is telling us. Lam natzeach al ayeles hashachar. That just as one is in the total darkness and there is no hope, there's no light, there's no light at the end of the tunnel whatsoever, there's no way out. And all of a sudden, like a deer springs, that's how the dawn breaks. And all of the other lights have disappeared, a new light comes. A great light, an Or Godel. This was the Chashecha. This was the total darkness of Achashverosh and of Haman and of Mordechai and of Bavel. And this was the light of Esther. If we think a little further, we see Yom Kippur also had this uniqueness. Because at the time of the Egel Azov, the golden calf, there was no light left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Achei Chalim. He says, Anichali, let me destroy them totally. And what happened? Not only did we become free from destruction or annihilation, but we had a Yom Tov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yom Kippur. The Gemara says at the end of Masechet Tainis, Lo hoyu li Yisrael yomim tovim ki Yom HaKippurim. Israel never had a Yom Tov like a Yom Kippur. Why, the Gemara says? Because Yom Slichu Mechila, Yom Shenitnu by Luchis HaShniyos. It was a day when they were forgiven. Not that they were the same as before, except they were forgiven. They rose to new heights, Kimalachi Ashoris. It was the day of the giving of the tablets of the Torah again. It was a Simchas Torah. And they came to new heights of Tahara in Tshuva after the sin of the golden calf that brought them to heights greater than they were before. And that it states, "B'mokom shebal tshuva eimnim, ein tzadikim gemurim yechein lamibay." As balei tshuva, they came to greater heights than they were before. So Yom Kippur also was not only the removal of the tzora, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the tzora and he gave them a Yom Tov Godel. This is what we learn from Purim. Or Purim ki Yom HaKippurim. That Purim carried a uniqueness in it, where its danger exceeded all other dangers. And therefore, correlating to this, it's Yeshua, the salvation, the nisim, the miracles, and the people that exercised them, Mordechai and Esther. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork in it were greater, exceeded all others. That's why it states on Purim, never be forgotten. On other things, it's possible to say that we meet up with greater tzoras and greater miracles. But Purim was with the serpent, and therefore Le'yosef Mizarah. But not only that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in a time of total darkness a total Yeshua, a total salvation, a Brocha Shleima, where he took us from the bottom and he put us on the top. And this teaches us, it gives us the source. That's why Purim has been the source for the Jew and the Golus. What does it mean to have hope? A tikvah. What does it mean, bitochen, an emunah? Gemara says that when we saw great miracles, it's not difficult to have emunah. What was so difficult to have emunah at the going out of the Egypt? A simple handmaid was shown more than the greatest prophets. She saw an ocean split. What's so difficult to believe in Hashem? But Purim was something else. Purim, they saw nothing. But they were taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. When you see nothing, and it's total darkness, and every morning we see this, and all of a sudden, Micheshech le'or godel, from a darkness to an entire new light. Zu Purim, this was Purim. Therefore, this has been our source of strength. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of coming with great miracles, whether we see them or not, and great Yeshuas. miyogon lesimcha, me'evol yantav, where he can bring us from the deepest straits of depression and sadness to the greatest yantav, like an ayol is kefetzes, like a deer springs. We see that every morning. La beker bech, the yolin bechi ve la beker ino. David says, I go to sleep weeping, and in the morning, there's all of a sudden a yantav. Vizaray, vizichrom la yosuf mizara. And the days of Purim will never cease from the seed of Klal Yisrael. May we all be zecher to see continued miracles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the great light and the Yamtavim that he brought to Yisrael then, he should continue to bring to us again until the days of the Melech HaMashiach.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.